you have gone through the editorial policy, the processing, and now you have got the comments on your article. So first of all, don't be nervous. It happens. Relax, sit back, observe the comments, discuss with your mentor, with your supervisor, with your colleagues, with your research team. Each and every point you must discuss. Formatting compliance. So what you will do, that you will modify your manuscript as per the comments. First thing, if you are agreeing on each and everything, it's okay, no problem. What you'll do, you will use the track changes in Word and start correcting the thing one by one. So what you'll do, you will correct all the formatting objections or the typo errors and grammatical errors. And even if something you come across which has not been pointed out by the reviewer, you can also correct it here. You have the opportunity here. So correct it there only. So first thing, formatting and typo or spell errors. For that, first run the spell checker, but don't rely upon completely on the spell checker. Okay? And again, see, sit back with the cohesion and coherence is there or not. Read it aloud. The transition must be smooth from one point to another point, from one idea to another point, another idea. The idea development must be smooth here. However, you are not supposed to change much. You should stick to the response to comments only, to the comments addressing only. Smaller things you can do. Now, the idea level things. The objections, the comments may be regarding some minor mistakes. Say, for example, you have not abbreviated it properly, or you have used the abbreviation but not used the full form in the initials. These are the minor things. Sometimes it may be asked that you elaborate a particular method or condense a particular method, so you can do it, no problem at all. But when the problem occurs, when there is a comment like that, you should have done this kind of study also, then at this stage you cannot do the study. So you will have to humbly accept that thing and be humble in responding that comment that, yes, we could have done it. And we will do it in our next exercise, or the scope of that particular study was limited to this aspect only. So we did not practice or did that particular experiment or that particular test. So you can reply like that, but discuss with your supervisor, discuss with your mentor. Now, there might be some condition that he might be, or the reviewer might be objecting your rationale or some mistakes. If the blunder is there, you cannot defend it, obviously. What you will have to do? You will have to skip that part, not skipping the responding. You will have to delete it or admit it humbly if you have done some blunder. And if you have some differences in justifying a particular thing, rationality or some technical issues, some idea level issue, then you should humbly put your idea before the reviewer, that so that it is not awkward to the reviewer also. And don't outrightly and never ever outrightly reject the comment by the reviewer. Admit it humbly and then present your idea humbly. And this is the key. Now, what you have to plan? You will plan the rebuttal letter, response to comment letter, address in the editor. Mentioning your article number, you will write that you are writing, you are giving the response to comments. However, you will be inserting those comments, or you will be modifying your manuscript in the Word file in the track changes, so that the each and every change is visible to the reviewer and the editor. But a file must be maintained. In a Word file, you will mention the response to comment like this. As you can see here, that we are addressing the editor, subject, and then after the few lines that with reference to the revisions, the response to comments are as followed. Then comments from reviewer 1, comment 1. That particular comment you will just paste from the mail from which you have got the response to, from which you have got the comments. Now, comment 1, response 1, comment 2, response 2, and like that, each and every comment by the each and every reviewer you will address. It might go up to 2 pages, 3 pages, doesn't matter. And your tone must be humble and assertive. After you finish this response to comment letter or rebuttal letter, go to the manuscript handling system again and then submit your revised manuscript along with the rebuttal letter and then upload it. If you are practicing or if you are going to the, if you are following an offline mode, then what you will have to do, you will have to prepare this letter, get the print out, and again you will have to submit by the Surface Mail. So this was all about the responding the comments. Now you responded to the comments. Again, wait. This time you will have to wait less. Might be in a week maximum you will get the answer from the editor. If the editor is satisfied, he or she, himself or herself, gives the decision. Sometimes it is again sent to the review, to the same reviewers, then it may take time. It depends on the policy of the journal. And on the basis of the reviewer expertise, reviewer give their decision, which is passed on by the editor to you. Now you have got your acceptance letter. Enjoy the moment. I remember my moment when I got very first acceptance, that too in the form of an inland letter. I have kept that today itself along with my testimonials. You feel like you are in seventh heaven, especially when it is your first publication. So enjoy the moment and be ready for the next steps.